The Cavaliers, they fell last night. That dude right there was a little tired, a little gassed. And people were asking themselves, why? Why is he so tired?
What? Because he carries that team, that's why.
Do you realize that he's played every single game that the Cavaliers have participated in this season? That's 82 regular season games.
Crazy.
Then you went 7 with Indiana, so can you carry the 1? That's 89 right there. Then you had 4 against Toronto, that would be 93, and that was game 5 with Indiana or with Boston last night, which makes it 98. And after we win tomorrow and then take it to game 7 on Sunday, game 7 on Sunday, yeah, I'm forecasting the future, will be LeBron's 100th game
of the season.
My goodness. Folks can understand why he's tired. But then somebody may say, well, everybody else has played that many games this year. But have they been to this deep in the playoffs for 8 consecutive years?
Right.
LeBron's played hundreds of games each and every single year for like 8 straight seasons.
Right. And does anybody else have 30-plus points every single game?
No.
No. Just LeBron.
Not anybody can do what he does. He's special. Not special enough last night, though.
No.
I just don't understand how a team can play so well at home. And have...
It's that energy. I'm convinced the energy and travel. I mean, you have to think about travel time.
Well, it's not like they're heading out to the West Coast. It's freaking...
True.
It's Massachusetts here.
You're right. I don't know. From what I did see, they just shoot outside too much. And they're not going to make three-pointers every time.
You should have heard my wife cussing out J.R. Smith last night.
I heard.
One for the ages.
What was going on with that? He must have really messed up whenever I was in bed.
I'll tell you what JR's problem is. His head is too far up as you know what. Sometimes. Get out of your own way, JR.
Pass the ball.
Out of your own way.
If you know you're not making shots and you're just not in the groove, pass it to somebody who is going to make the shot. My goodness. Or just go travel down the lane.
At least play some defense still. If you're not making shots, you got to help out.
Right.
Some other way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe D up, put a hand in someone's face. Like I said, I don't know how a team can play so well at home. And I understand home in a way it's like night and day. But I just don't know how they can play so bad on the road after dominating a couple games. Right there in Cleveland. But hey, we put ourselves in this position. Nothing's ever easy anyways. You know, it's always Cleveland against everybody else.
It's always us against the world.
Always.
Always us against the world. Cleveland against the world. Let's go!
And the media, the national sports media, they love to see Cleveland fail.
Oh.
All the time. They love, we're their punchline.
Mm-hmm. Always.
They love it.
It's upsetting. Like I said earlier.
They would actually rather have Cleveland probably make the finals and lose again.
Oh, for sure.
Then have them lose.
It's not necessarily Cleveland. I think it's LeBron. They want to see. A lot of people love to hate him. And I don't know why. I mean, I love to hate Steph Curry, but.
That's Steph Curry, though.
Right. I was just going to say, but that's him.
Just look at him.
I don't know how you can hate LeBron. I mean, he's done so much outside of basketball for Akron, Cleveland, the state of Ohio. I don't know. I don't know. He's not cocky like Steph Curry.
Listen, not to get too sportsy-dorsy on you this morning. But yesterday, a huge ruling came down.
Oh, yeah.
In the NFL, the National Football League. Apparently, the new rule, all players, if they are on the field at the time of the national anthem, are required now to stand, no more kneeling, per this new rule from the NFL. Now, I guess the players can stay back in the locker room if they choose to do that, but they are not allowed to kneel per this new rule. Now, here is the thing. Why did they change or make this rule? Well, here's my take on it. It all comes down to dollar signs, all right? It was more of a business decision more than anything else. The NFL complains they were losing viewership, losing dollars, losing sponsors because of players kneeling.
Because it was so much drama.
For the national anthem. Yeah, it was a lot of drama. Here's another thing, though. It kind of went away, right? It's not even football season right now. Name one person who even thought about players kneeling for the anthem within the past, since the Super Bowl. Who's even thought about it? No one's... It's,
nobody.
That hasn't even crossed my mind. Hasn't been reported on. Nothing. So out of nowhere yesterday, the NFL comes out with this ruling. They could have just let this thing die. I think this is really an unnecessary rule, to be honest with you. It's not that I'm all four players kneeling for the anthem. I understand what they were kneeling and I hate the word protest, but I understand what message they were trying to get across. Could they have done it a better way? Most definitely, other than kneeling for the national anthem. But isn't the whole... This all just becomes convoluted now. It just opens up a whole bunch of doors, because how can you tell... It's a rights issue almost at this point. Mm-hmm. How can you tell someone when and where to protest if they can't protest? I don't know. It's just a big old mess. Well, NFL should have let this issue die.
Right.
Now they opened it back up.
Wasn't it... I think it was up to like maybe 7 years ago. The teams weren't even out on the field when the national anthem was being sung. Did you know that?
It's only been a rule since...
It was more recently, I believe.
After 9/11.
And then they were told they had to be out on the field. Was that what the rule was? After 9/11?
Teams weren't out on the field for the anthem in the NFL, I do believe, for years and years and years. Then after 9/11, I believe they said, hey, you know what? We'll have players out there. Make it a big deal.
Right.
Flags that stretch 100 yards and all the way across the field and everything.
It's just, I don't know. I agree with what you're saying. It's just so much drama surrounding the whole situation.
I didn't even think we had to get to this point to even make a rule, to be honest with
you. Right.
You know what I mean? But it really comes down to dollars, and it was a business decision for the NFL. But don't believe, and here's the other thing that's funny too, the NFL makes this rule. Hey man, we're going to make all you guys stand. No more kneeling for the anthem. But the teams, we'll leave it up to the teams what to do, how to handle the fines and everything. Because the NFL knows they can't fine the players for this because they're out of their mind. You can't fine a player for that. So they'll leave it up to the teams and let the teams decide. So basically it's now up to these teams if they're going to fine a player.
Right.
Or not.
That also, I don't know. You know how players talk about politics?
It's murky. This whole thing, there's a gray area there. And
a lot of people don't think that players should speak on that, and I think the protesting kind of plays into that. And, I mean, they're fighting for, I shouldn't say fighting, they're protesting for a reason, which I understand. But, like this person just texted and said, LeBron is a great ball player, but they would like it if he just dribbled and didn't talk politics. You could kind of say the same thing about football players.
I could say the same thing about that texter. Hey, you're a great texter, but continue to do what you do at your job and don't talk politics. I mean, it's why we live in this country, right?
Right.
We can talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about.
Freedom of speech.
Exactly. But this whole NFL kneeling thing, we didn't even need to get to this point.
No.
I mean, it should never even gotten to this point. But it, like I said, the whole gray area now where it's up to the NFL teams and the owners to decide what they want to do. The NFL thinks them making this rule is just going to make this whole thing go away. They're sadly mistaken.
No, it's going to bring more light on it.
It's only heightened it. And just wait until September and October when these games start getting kicked off and half of the team sitting back in the locker room, not out there for the anthem. And then, you know, the rest of the team comes out after the anthem's done. All right, boys, let's go get them. Let's go beat them Steelers here today.
That's not going to happen.
But we'll just... What do you mean? We're not going to beat the Steelers?
No.
Is that what you mean?
What did Mary say yesterday? Steelers is a cuss word. You can't say the Steelers. It's a bad word.
Steelers, I can go with that.
Yeah.
I can go. There's other ways I spell the word Pittsburgh.
Oh. Would you...
A couple different...
Care to share?
I can't say... can't say how I really refer to that city over there. Hey, Nashville, known as Country Music USA, Music City Hall of Fame, or Music City USA, if you will, they're going to have the NFL draft coming up in 2019.
Oh, nice.
Tim McGraw helping out. Tim McGraw and a former Buckeye helped announce that yesterday.
The 2019 NFL draft is coming to Nashville.
That's Tim McGraw, not a former Buckeye, right?
Now, my house is now your house. And my town is now your town to make your pick in Music City. The future is now.
That's Tim McGraw and Eddie George, Heisman Trophy winning running back for the Buckeyes back in the Dizzy. So there you go. Cleveland and slash Canton still in the running for the 2020 draft.
I think we should bring it to Canton.
Well, if it does come, if it does come to Northeast Ohio, it'll be split between Cleveland and Canton. I don't know how they'll do it. Like, the first couple rounds will be up in Cleveland, then everybody will have to drive 60 miles south to Canton. They just want to make sure all that construction is going to be done up there in the hotel and everything else before that. Are people texting?
Apparently, we are too liberal.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you what I think about that.
Far from it.
Be nice, I'm a Steelers fan. Who said that?
I'm a big Steelers fan.
Miss Michaela in the morning's a relief over the... Oh, I love you texters sometimes, but you're so far-fetched. Anyway, hey, that's Morning Quickies for you. Thanks for tuning in.